After hiking up my boxers, I stumble through the dark station, bare feet stinging as they slap on the cold linoleum floor. I open the front door. Yeah, the front. No one is awake at this hour, and only a madman would be out. I gasp wide awake as the freezing air wraps around me and caresses every pore. Takes a moment for my nervous system to adjust and my lungs to start working again. The inside of my nose freezes when I breathe in and thaws when I breathe out. Won't be long before all the moisture leaks out and forms a glacier on my mustache. My skin is already starting to burn, so I need to make this quick. Tally's gonna be cranky about the yellow snow, but it will be covered soon enough. Not a day passes without a fresh coat. I scan the area as I piss, confirming that the town's sheriff, me, won't have to write himself up for indecent exposure. Main Street is dark. I can see the silhouettes of buildings across the road, backlit by the tower's outdoor floodlights. But most of the town is a spectral dream, present but unseen. The crunch of snow to my left spins me around, creating a yellow trail at the bottom of the two concrete steps. Another crunch follows, then another. Someone is walking down Main Street. Or something. I shuffle through the possibilities. Bear? No, hibernating, unless it's desperate for food or has rabies. In either case, it would be charging me already. Human? Unlikely, unless drunk. But the gait is steady and quick. Moose is the most likely culprit. Had three spend a few hours in town a few days back, just hanging around. Drained and on guard, I give myself a little shake, tuck my business away, and then reach my hand over to the exterior light switch. I feel naked without my sidearm. But since I'm already just about actually in the buff, I light up the night. The whole town, across the street anyway, comes into view, along with my visitor. What in God's name, I gasp, once again feeling the spirit of James Brown in my bones. How the hell did you get here? My visitor doesn't answer, doesn't even look at me. It just hurries on past, because it can't speak, because it's a camel. 2. I stumble back a step, blinking as the air crystallizes the moisture on my eyes. But it's still there. I'm hallucinating. Have to be. Hey, I shout at the camel. It snorts and stumbles to a stop, as surprised by me as I am by it. It's 7 feet tall, 8 at the single hump. Must weigh in around 1,300 pounds, give or take. The out-of-place animal side-eyes me. Afraid? Suspicious? I can read a dog's body language from a half mile, but I don't speak camel. Also, its eye is bulging, round, and bloodshot, almost cartoon-like. Looks close to bursting. The creature's tail snaps back and forth, agitated. I would be too if I were out for a stroll in this weather. With the camel standing still, I can hear the gentle ticking of snow landing on the ground. Only other sound is the camel's breathing. Labored. Tired. Where did you come from? I whisper, trying to mentally recreate a puzzle with no pieces. Doesn't really matter. Don't think this is the cold weather variety of camel. You're going to die out there. Doesn't seem to care. I'd like to help it, but I have nowhere to put something that big. And if I don't close this door or put on some clothes, I'm going to be in a world of hurt. My whole body is burning already. Gonna take some time for the pain to fade. Now that he's standing still, I can see the frozen froth around his mouth. Something's wrong with this creature. Best guess, one of the Ivanov boys shipped it in before the first snow and kept it hidden in one of the barns over at Glacier View all this time. Not sure what the purpose would be, but the Ivanov family is known for its eccentric hobbies. And while they sound like a bunch of Russians, they're actually pure-blood Chugach Supiak, a.k.a. a Ludic, whose ancestors were baptized by the Orthodox Church. Just one of the lingering effects of Russian colonization during the 18th and 19th centuries, before Uncle Sam got the whole of Alaska for 2 cents an acre. 7.2 million. In today's dollars, that's about 150 million for a parcel of land larger than France, Germany, and Spain combined.